This coming week we read Parshas Nitzavim. The beginning psukim of Parshas Nitzavim really are extremely challenging, very difficult to understand. The Torah is describing the bris between Klal Yisrael and the Ribono Shel Olam, and it uses a very unusual terminology and some very challenging phraseology in defining that. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. The word nitzavim, of course, is very rare. You are standing here, standing straight. Kulchem, all of you. Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Having said kulchem, obviously seems superfluous for the Torah to then delineate each prat. But Torah goes on anyway. Shivteichem, Roshechem, Shivteichem, Ziknechem, Shotreichem, Kol Ish Yisrael. Having already defined the individual components, why again the conclusion, Kol, and the trap is not just Kol Ish Yisrael, but Kol Ish Yisrael. And then the Torah continues as if there could be some sort of confusion about this applying maybe only to the more active or more public-oriented components of the nation, but even all of the shechvot, all of the populations, Tapchem, Neshechem, Gercha Asher Bekerav Machanecha, Mechote Veitzecha, Shoed Neimecha, everybody's included. And the question again, why this repetition? La'avracha b'vris Hashem Elokecha, ba'alasa Asher Hashem Elokecha koreisim chayom, l'man hakimoscha hayom lo la'am v'hu yelecha l'elokim, kasher diberlach, kasher nishbala bosecha, v'avram v'yitzchak l'yakov, invoking the schusavos. But then we have the most challenging psukim of all. Not only for all of you who are present, every single population which has both been individually identified and put under the rubric of the collective, but also those who are here, the Eis Asher Einenu Po Imanu Ayom. Fact of the repetition of the Hayom, Imanu Ayom, also, obviously, very challenging. But the halacha per se, the pasuk itself, is extraordinary. The idea that you could have a krisas bris with individuals who are not present, who don't even exist, perhaps. Rashi, quoting the Tanchuma, says that this is a reference to those who have not yet been born, the future generations. And the question, of course, is how can you commit Dover Shalom Bali Olam, individuals who have no say, who are not present, just from a purely legal point of view. We all know, in an amakna Dover Shalom Bali Olam, Targum Yonason goes even further. Targum Yonason suggests that Eis Asher Yeshno Po are representing those Asher Einenu Omed Hayom, not only the future generations, but they stand in for the past as well. And the question, of course, is, we understand why the impetus of finding a mechanism to include future Klal Yisrael, what does this have to do with, and how can it possibly reach also back to the past? The Mefarshim were bothered by these things. Or Chaim speaks about Zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav, and Ein Chavin la'adam ela b'fanav. That's his way of relating to the problem. Simply, how is this legally binding? The other Mefarshim, Akedas Yitzchak, speaks about the status of a Shvua for somebody who's a Dover Shalom Bali Olam. Tzitzik HaChamim speaks of a Bna Kara Davua and the extent to which Neshamos have the ability, you know, to be considered entities for legal commitments and bris. But I think that there's another solution to the problem, which also relates to the beginning Pesukim. And that is that the Torah here profoundly tells us that the bris between Klal Yisrael and the Ribono Shel Olam, not just a bris that is imposed upon the efficient collective that includes individuals, but it's a bris of the tzibur, of the indivisible Klal Yisrael as an am. And that the core identity of individuals of Klal Yisrael is that they are part of that collective, not for the sake of efficiency, but for existential, very basic identity issues themselves. To connect back to the haftacha that was made to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov, and to stretch forward to Esa Sher Einenu, or also backwards, as Tar Yonason has it, the mechanism of doing that is the idea that the Tzibor is an entity of its own, and one which defines the core being of every member of it. If I'm part of that Chalos, Tzibor, Am Yisrael, then I'm connected to Avram Avinu, and my children and grandchildren, future progeny, are equally here, Esa Sheyeshno, Imanu Hayom as well. And therefore it's Atem Nitzavim Hayom, because a Nitziv is something which not only stands, but it's composed of various parts, but it's fully integrated. And it's Kulchem, and then it's important to delineate the individual components, but again to come back with the Trup to say, Kol Ish Yisrael. That's the nature of the bris. It's not mystical, it's not magical, it's very logical, but it's very fundamental to the way every individual Jew identifies himself. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva tells us in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph that a poresh min hatzibur, a poresh mi darkei hatzibur, not only a poresh min hatzibur, the word darkei has very great significance for the Rambam, but we're not going to discuss it now, we only have a couple of minutes. The Rambam is expanding on the Gemara in Tainus Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, but Kedarko, both the phraseology and some of the content, is a significant expansion in his understanding of that Gemara. The Rambam says if a person doesn't identify with the Tzibur, even though he fulfills every Sif Katan in the Shulchan Aruch and of the Shelos and Tshuvos of his contemporary time, since he doesn't do them or doesn't perceive himself as doing them bechlalan, velo nichnas b'tzarasan, and he doesn't identify with their travails, that's even more important, velo misane b'tanisan, elaholech b'darko ke'echad migayei ha'aretz, he is fully observant of the mitzvos, but as an individual, uke'ilu eino mehen, ein lo chelek li'olam haba. Very severe indictment of such an individual. Rambam basically is telling us not that if a person is individually, meticulously, scrupulously observant, nonetheless that is outweighed by his turning his back on Klal Yisrael, the Am, both in terms of historical identification as well as actual involvement in their tzaros. But the Rambam is telling us is much more profound. He's telling us that shorn of the context, the framework of Klal Yisrael, there's no such thing as the individual observance of the Taryag Mitzvos. Basically, if he identifies Migaye Ha'aretz, or doesn't sufficiently identify as a member of Klal Yisrael, then the rest of it is meaningless. It's rendered something totally different as well. Afilu Kishidinenu Kidinehem. And indeed, this is the yesod what the Rambam says in the next parak, Parak Dalet Halacha Beis, where he tells us that Chamisha Dvarim Hanoalim Darkei Hatshuva. And as I said before, the word Derech in the Rambam is loaded, and Darkei Hatshuva in particular is a phrase that he uses in Parak Beis Halacha Dalet and in Nevus Tainis when he speaks about the Eis Tzara that demands tshuva. The Rambam says, Darkei HaTshuva is inconceivable, Eluhain, the first one, HaPoresh Min HaTzibur. Lefi Shazman Sheyas HaTshuva Lo Yiyah Imahem Ve'ina Zocha Imahem Bizchus She'osin. Now the question is, if he as an individual does sufficient tshuva, there's such a thing as individual tshuva, so he won't have the benefit of the Zchus HaRabim. But why does that impede his capacity for the tshuva sayachid, even if it's a little more difficult to accomplish? But once again, the idea is that a person who doesn't identify with the tzibor can't have individual tshuva either, because his shmiras hamitzvos, his very core of being, has been transformed as a result. The Sifrei in Parshas Ekev tells us, the context of the Parsha of Ahayam Shamoa, that a person is obligated to do mitzvos, even in a state of galus outside of Eretz Yisrael, That way, when you return, you'll be fully acquainted and be able to pick up and assume that obligation. The Sifrei, I'm not going to read because it's late, it's very difficult, been subject to all sorts of discussions. Sifrei talks about putting on tefillin and mezuzahs. These are not mitzvos atluyas ba'aretz. And the question is, what is this implication that somehow doing chovas haguf in Eretz Yisrael is different than doing chovas haguf in Chutz La'aretz? My own suggestion is that it's not a coincidence that this drasha appears in the context not of Shema Yisrael, the first parsha of Kriya Shema, but the second one, V'hoya im Shamoa, which, as Rashi, quoting Medrash, explains, and it's obvious, is addressed not to each individual, but b'chol levavchem, b'chol nafshechem, but to the tzibur. The role of Eretz Yisrael in our lives is often one which highlights and embodies this notion that every member, the individual member of Klal Yisrael, is both living on an individual plane, but even living on an individual plane is basically requires that he identify with and be connected with the tzibur, the collective, which has its fulfillment, of course, especially in Eretz Yisrael. A ger who enters into the Jewish peoplehood and who becomes as an individual an Oved Hashem and part of a nation is characterized in Rus as having made the commitment of Amecha Mi and Elokoyach Elokoy. An important formulation which has critical implications. There are people in the world today who unfortunately are not sufficiently committed to Elokoyach Elokoy, but their Mesiris Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, Amecha Mi, we suspect flows from, whether they know it or not, their connection to Elokoyach Elokoy. Every ger is able to connect with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This is the discussion about Mikra Bikurim and other things. Precisely because by joining the collective of Klal Yisrael, he, as an individual, becomes part of that history defined by the identification. And this is true in all aspects of halachic life. We won't elaborate. But particularly so in Ilchos Teshuvah. Because the ability to overrule the rules of cause and effect, and in some cases to redeem or revise one's past, to make a serious commitment to the future, even though it's a davar shelo bali olam, all that requires that an individual step out of his own personal world and personal bubble and become part of that incredible history that stretches back and, Mirtz Hashem, stretches into the future. Tshuva is inconceivable, and Darkei HaTshuva is inconceivable without the Tzibur component. It's for this reason that the Rambam tells us, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches, Tirshu Hashem Bihi Matzo Kra'u Be'aso Karov, Elo Aseres Hayamim, Shebein Rosh Hashanah Liyom HaKippurim. The Gemara says, but we know that only the Tzibur have the ability to get an immediate response when it comes to Tshuva. Gemara says, that's a difference between Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Kol Hashanah. And the way the Rambam formulates it in Ilchos Teshuvah, when he speaks about Rosh Hashanah, and he didn't have to at that point relate to the other example of the Tzibur, it seems that the Tshuva, especially of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, of Elul, the Yom Naraim, is the equivalent of Tshuvas HaTzibur itself. And indeed, for this reason, our practice is to say in the context of Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, Zochreinu L'Chaim, B'Sefer Chaim Bracha V'Shalom. Rishonim were bothered by this, because the Gemara says in Bracha, Staf Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph, that there's no Bakasha in Gimel Rishonos or Gimel Achronos. But the Balei Tosis on Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph in Brachos explain, in the name of the Rach and others, that that's true only for Bakashos of the Yachid. Bakashos of the Tzibor, that certainly is appropriate in Gimel Rishonos and Gimel Achronos. And in some formulations, they include Zachreinu L'Chaim and the Sefer Chaim Bracha V'Shalom as well. As if to say that what takes place during this Tkufa of the year for individuals is all taking place in the framework of the entire nation's response to the calendar date and to reassessing its national destiny and responsibility. And therefore, tshuva generally is connected to the identification with the tzibur, but the tshuva of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and of course the precursor of Elul, is even more so linked in this respect to the notion of tshuvas harabim. It's for this reason that in general, the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim requires presence of a tzibur. For this reason, the Rambam says that Yom HaKippurim is Kate Slichu Mechila L'Kol Yachid U'L'Rabim. L'Fikach Kol Echad Mi Yisrael Chayiv Lasos Tshuva. And we're not sure, but it doesn't really matter, whether the L'Fikach goes on the fact that it's Kate's Zman Slichu Mechila, or on the fact that it's L'Kol Yachid U'L'Kol Rabim. Probably two sides of the same coin. The Rambam goes on to explain, as our practice is, that while the vidui of a yachid takes place outside of the framework of Shmon Esrei, really, the vidui of the tzibur can even be integrated into the Amida itself. This is the background for where we are at present. At present, we're facing a very difficult challenge as a nation, as a collective. Klal Yisrael faces great uncertainty, danger. It's hard to know, policy-wise, what the right move is. In part, that's been taken away from us to decide as well. But particularly as the present issues are focused on not only Klal Yisrael, B'kol Mokom Sheheim, but Achenu B'nei Yisrael Be'eretz Yisrael, who really embody that collectivity, it's important for us to identify, to try to influence events responsibly to the extent that we are confident that we know what that direction is, but even more so, simply to identify existentially with the plight of Achenu B'nei Yisrael, to see it as it is, as our plight. We face a palpable threat not only in Eretz Yisrael, but down the road a little bit in the future. Eis asher einenu imanu omeid po hayom. But the idea of being an Oved Hashem is being an Oved Hashem of kulchem, kol Ish Yisrael. And the fact that whatever the consequences of whatever agreement emerges affects only the future, indeed, is very little comfort. It's Eis Asher Po Hayom, the Eis Asher Einenu. Therefore, it's with this sense of anxiety and apprehension that we come together for a little bit of Tachnunim, Slichos, Tfila. Rambam says, of course, in the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, that B'kol Eis Tzara, the Tzibur should engage in Darkei Hatshuva, which includes Tfila itself. In this particular case, one final point, there's been so much recrimination between various segments within Achenu B'nei Yisrael. There's been so much disunity in trying to determine what the proper course should be. We don't have nevuah. People can only decide according to their understanding and consciousness and conscience. And while people may feel passionately one way or another, the divisions that have been sown in Eretz Yisrael and here in Chutz La'aretz regarding all of this has itself sapped some of the energy of Klal Yisrael. So as we say some Tehillim appropriately, we have a delegation of Smicha students who are in Washington together with some of the Rosh Yeshiva representing us there, and it's of course entirely appropriate that we engage in tefillah, understanding that Ein Lanu Al Mila Hisha'en Ala Avinu B'Shava Shamayim, but that it's our responsibility to identify and to make sure that Klal Yisrael moves forward as nitzavim, as unified, as steadfast, principled, but as unified, and especially as kolchem.